first up this week, Halloween is approaching, and what better story to get us in the spooky mood than the discovery of the world's largest web-spinning spider. Now, this record breaker, named Nephila komaki, is a type of golden orb weaver spider, and it's found in Africa and Madagascar. And the females have bodies that are around 4 centimetres long, that's about 1.5 inches, maybe the size of your thumb perhaps, and a bit bigger than that, pretty big. And their legs, believe it or not, stretch to around 12 centimetres, so I think that's a good hand span. It really would sit nicely.
The legs are 12 centimetres
in span. No, that's a span. So this is it. Basically, if you put your hand out, I think that's what you're looking at. It's about a spider as big as your hand.
It's really quite large. So how big are the webs?
The web's about a metre. Yeah, I don't know exactly how big these particular species can grow, if it's bigger than the rest of them, but certainly about a metre is what most
orb spiders. What do they catch?
Spiders.
Birds? Humans?
Don't go near. I think smaller than that, mostly. But they're not the biggest spiders in the world. Can you imagine what the biggest actual spiders...
tarantulas can individually weigh... half a kilo or something, can't they? They're huge
spiders. But they don't make webs. So
Although they make silk, don't they? Because I was talking to a guy over in California a few years ago. He actually discovered that some of these tarantulas do make silk, and they produce it from the tips of their feet. And they actually make little bits of dragline silk, which gives them additional purchase on a slidey surface. And they discovered this accidentally by putting a spider on some flat glass, tilting the glass up, and then going to have a cup of tea. And when they came back, the spider had slid a little bit down the glass, and when they looked at the glass surface, there were tiny threads there, and the spinnerets on the back of the spider are in fact vestigial legs, and the glands that make the threads are the remains of those original thread producers from what would have been legs. And the spiders abandoned the legs and just... Yes, they did have more legs,
fantastic.
Probably.
Fantastic. Well, that's fantastic. Anyway, I think the Goliath bird-eating tarantula is meant to be the biggest one that lives in South America, but they don't make webs. Anyway, and this new discovery came from Matjaž Kunter from the Slovenian Academy of Sciences and Arts and Jonathan Coddington from the Smithsonian National History Museum of Natural History in Washington, in DC. And they published this in the journal PLOS One this week. And for a long while, they actually thought this species could well have been actually extinct. This specimen that was first discovered in 1978 was the only one for a long, long time. So they thought probably it was extinct, or maybe it was a hybrid of some other species and that there weren't any more out there in the world. And these two guys really wanted to find these spiders. They went out on expeditions to South Africa, but they just didn't find any of them. And they went searching through museum specimens. Over 2,500 specimens were searched, and they still didn't find another one of these enormous web-weaving spiders. But eventually, another specimen did turn up, one from Madagascar, and then a couple more from South Africa. And that really did confirm that this is indeed a new species. And it adds a list of another species of spider to around 41,000 that we know of currently, spiders in the world. And apparently every year about 400 or 500 are added. So I don't know when we're ever going to stop finding new spiders, but that's an awful lot
of spiders, isn't it?
It's a lot of spiders. They're an amazing group of animals. And obviously it's very important discovery for biodiversity, for spider biodiversity. We found this fantastic big chap. But it also is really interesting when people want to study things about why certain animals get very big. In particular, it's the females of this spider that are very much bigger than the males, up to 5 times bigger. And part of the paper in PLOS One it describes, they looked at the family tree of these orb-weaving spiders and found that it's actually an African branch in which it's the females have progressively got bigger over time. So they think now we can really start to understand more about why sometimes females are so much bigger than males. And they're actually really keen for other scientists to go out and try and find these spiders. They're only known from one place that they've been found alive, and that's in the Tembe Elephant Park in KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. So, you know, get out there, have a look for great big spiders, a rare wonder indeed, and a treat for Halloween, I think.
Amazingly big, though. Puts a whole new spin on the meaning food web, doesn't it, when you have something that's a metre across. Incidentally, I think the reference from memory for the tarantulas making threads of silk from their feet, I think it's Adam Summers, who works in the University of California, San Diego. I think that's where he's based. It was a Nature paper in about 2006, I believe.